From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block, and now your letters with a clarification. In covering the recent military coup in Honduras, we said there hadn't been a coup in Latin America since 1983. That's not exactly true. There have been plenty of coup attempts in Bolivia, Venezuela, and Peru, among other countries. On to your emails now. Yesterday, I spoke with two doctors who've been practicing for more than 30 years. We talked about how they've seen the healthcare system change. The conversation got many of you writing in, including another doctor, Bill Wolfson of Huntington Beach, California, who writes, "I started practice the same time they did and have gone through many of the same transitions. The ones I would add are physicians advertising their services, drug advertisements on mass media, and malpractice lawyers advertising their services." We also aired a story about a Minnesota health co-op called Health Partners. Co-ops have been touted in Congress as a possible alternative to a government-run health plan. Judy Gilliland of Amherst, New Hampshire, thought we left out an important detail, what members of the co-op actually pay. She writes, "It reminded me of when I wanted to find out how much a mammogram would cost and was told by a hospital, we don't give out that kind of information. Whether it's a procedure or a healthcare program, I think we can agree that knowing what it costs is kind of important." Well, listener Joyce James of Green Valley, Arizona, wrote in to tell us about the cost of her and her husband's coverage under Health Partners starting in 1988. She says, "Our premiums went from $146.90 a year to $2,100.02 in 2005. When my husband retired, the premiums went to $7,000 a year." Mrs. Green continues, "I did a spreadsheet from the pay stubs to show it. We very much loved our doctors, nurse practitioners, and all the people at Health Partners, and the preventive and primary care we enjoyed, but a co-op is no guarantee that expenses will not be runaway." And on a lighter note, we got a tip-off from one of you after our story about the European Union's decision to dial back its strange rules prohibiting misshapen fruits and vegetables. This comes from Norman Stevens in Storrs, Connecticut. Your humorous story about the quirks of the old EU regulations about various food products may have suggested to listeners that we are more enlightened. Alas, the Florida tomato regulations are equally quirky, arcane, and worthy of ridicule. Well, we looked up those Florida tomato regulations, and we have another word for them, tedious. We won't bore you with all the details, just this one. All tomatoes packed by a registered handler shall be at least 2 9/32 of an inch in diameter. If you think one of our stories comes up short or is a real plum, please let us know. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.